on. Like this, and I would like to thank all the spectators.
And now to football. The first leg of the CAF Confederations Cup final between Tanzania's Young Africans and Algeria's USM Algiers in Dar es Salaam will be played at the Benjamin Mkapa National Stadium on Sunday. And now to the FIFA Under-20 World Cup, where Brazil scored two goals late in the first half to beat Nigeria 2-0 on Saturday to finish top of Group D at the Under-20 World Cup. And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospects in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Today, we pay tribute to the passing away of the humongous cotton tree in Freetown, Sierra Leone. In the 1790s, two waves of settlers arrived in their new home, Freetown, and when they got there, the cotton tree was there. It became a landmark and a meeting place for these new settlers who prior to this knew nothing about the African continent, since their far-long ancestors were drawn from many areas of the west and central coast of Africa in the Indian slave trade and became slaves to work the plantations in the Caribbean and in the United States. When the American revolutionaries rebelled against the crown in 1776, the British government and some of the royalist owners requested many of the slaves to fight on the side of the British against the American revolutionaries, and they promised them the freedom and land. But when the United Kingdom lost America, they did take many of them to their other areas in Canada, Nova Scotia, but they gave them no land, and many of them felt betrayed. They were soon joined by many free slaves from the Caribbean, also in Nova Scotia. In an attempt to appeal their case, many of them made their way to London to petition the sovereign for their promise. Many of them were poor. So philanthropists like Sharpeville and William Wilberforce formed the Society of the Black Poor. But still, they protested that they need their land. And later on, these philanthropists have a plan. The plan was to send those willing back to the continent of their great ancestors, those willing to go. Earlier, they formed the Sierra Leone Company, which was a commercial company. And the aim was to send them back to Africa for an agricultural enterprise. Earlier, they have gone to the west coast of Africa, and they have managed to get lists from the local chiefs like King Jimmy and King Tom as the new home for these freed Africans. So these were the men and women in the two ways. Though disappointment, they found some sympathy for each other, and the cotton tree became a meeting place for them. We now have the sad news that the cotton tree, the mighty cotton tree, is no more. The official statement was that the cotton tree crashed after a major rainfall last Wednesday. But it may be that it was not just the rainfall of last Wednesday, because the cotton tree, which had been the lifeblood of the people of Sierra Leone For decades, has been slowly decaying. The sturdy roots have been decaying because they have been polluted by the inner rottenness of the roots. And that's why, also for decades, the cotton tree was in life support. So we wish our dear cotton tree, and I'm sure that many, many generations of Sierra Leoneans would have died, and if they managed to open their hearts, you will hear the yes written in the hearts, our beloved cotton tree. I thank you.
That was one man's point of view, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. And on this segment, a tribute to the legend Tina Turner, who just recently passed away at the age of 83.
Just don't ask me.
How do I do it? How do you look so great?
Oh, that one. I've been trying to find an answer for it for a long, long time. And just to get it out of the way, I'll just tell you that everyone is now going to gyms and exercising and carrying on. And it is said that it's good for your health, all of this yelling. And I've been singing and traveling and dancing for 35 years. So I think that my work has taken care of all of my aerobic classics. So that's the answer to that one, all right? I think I'm a very normal person off stage, I think. I like to live a normal life. I like to drive my car in town. I like to go to the markets. I still like to stay with my feet on the ground because I enjoy something about being independent in that way.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been. They will keep on turning, oh, the primary keep on burning, and we're rolling,
rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. My possessor track, it's physical.
What you want me to do? I'm your
It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the continent.
about scared. What else?
Lily.
Been a bit born ready. I'm gonna walk on. It's your songs. Scared.
Crazy, baby. Cause I give you my heart and my body. Whenever you need love, call me. I will give it to you 6 in the morning. I'll be your hobby. I will do anything for the body. So I love ya, dedo, baby, baby. My sweet potato. Oh, darling, who wine for me, baby? Oh, he my Doritos. On Saturday, me come and I'm ready, yes, baby.
Jennifer Lumuti. I'm going to swim by while you're ready, dear. I hold my team when you would TDD, when I'm a bread, and then I dream, and then you would hear. She may do nothing, so see me just so. To Tumpuma, you'll be a better yanker. Father, the Lumba, you'll be so bummy, so you can't say, I'm a new thing. Ah, ain't in a middle with you. Oh, my men, Casacra, you will put me what you must hear. Baby, and I watch a demo on Pakika Kika. I'm coming to Sana from the Bura, and I'm a drama in Eba. I hope my chin, that was so. Yeah.
Crazy, baby. Cause I give you my heart and my body. Whenever you need love, call me. I will give it to you 6 in the morning. I'll be your hobby. I will do anything for the body. So I love ya, dedo, baby, baby. My sweet potato, hey. Hey. Oh, do you wine for me, baby? Oh, him my Doritos. On to me, come and you make ya, yes, babe. Oh, yeah, yeah. Got your power, they connect me. A beauty like a bunch of rose. She say, I'll be too skillful and a messy. You don't know, say you bust up my brain.
Jennifer Jamie, who I made me suja. Even pity for Mona Muni Biafuso. Yemenya ne cane, Muni papa, one woman come up with the TV who done at Tatoto. From what if papa, when you're done, is easy. Come for not cheating, Jamina Bonibia. And I do the sumo, so will do be the Brahmin Mabun Timor, who's a penny, Jamun come here. Piano.
And that was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we're on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, only a fool tests the depth of a river with both feet.